15, and in 1 hour, David Moore and his thoughts on the Cowboys' win over the Redskins. Right now, we get the thoughts of the owner and general manager joining us on the Ticket Hotline. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry, and congratulations on the win over Washington.
Well, certainly I appreciate that, and we do, and did in the win with, against the Redskins and us. We're very pleased to have the win. It was a little bit closer than we would have liked it to be, and of course I was nervous heading out to this stage, of not because I thought that we were going to lose, but I was nervous because it was a windy day. Mm-hmm. And I had to really anchor that thing on top of my head.
With glue or with, what?
Well, I used a series of high-performance magnets.
Oh, wow.
Some top-grade high-performance epoxy to hold up my fake hair on top of my head.
Well, that's an elaborate system.
And then for just a little bit more protection, I put a paperweight on top of that. It was a shot put that I was using up there. But,
well,
it didn't fly off, and that's good, because I just spent a lot on this one. This hair that I'm wearing now is raccoon-based.
I guess that's high quality. I don't know.
It's hand-woven.
Woven, yeah. Well, did it scare you the way the Redskins came back in this game and almost won it?
Well, you know, I knew that we had a secret weapon, and that is Jason Garrett, because he's so smart. And he'll let you know it, too. We do have a smart head coach, because he darn near figured out a way to lose an easily won game. I tell you, that this is between you and me, and very candid.
Okay.
Very off the record. But that Princeton punk is annoying me almost as much as my sons do. And that's saying a lot.
Hey, he's 4-2. That shouldn't be that annoying.
Well, he just annoys me in a different way than my kids. You know, my sons, they is always
they is always
leaving their toys around the house, or wrapping Bentleys around oak trees or something. But, Jason's just annoying the way he stands over there on the sidelines, all smug and Ivy League-y. Do you know that he dared correct my English in a meeting one time?
No.
Oh, really?
He did, and there are nothing wrong with my English.
No.
As it were, and it is, and indeed we don't, but we was having a team meeting.
Yeah.
And I said I wanted us to get gooder at protecting the football, and that little interim red-headed POS corrected me. Right there, in front of my players.
Oh, boy, that shouldn't be allowed.
And they think I talk just fine. Plus, I hate it that he's aloof. He acts like he doesn't want anything to do with me. I sent him 3 Christmas cards. He still hadn't sent me one.
Oh, gosh.
Not responded to any of my voicemails. Left 12 voicemail messages last week. Won't call me back.
It's odd that the coach wouldn't respond to the owner's voicemail.
Because he thinks he's better than me. He thinks I'm Arkansas trash. Did I just pronounce my own home state, Arkansas?
I think you did.
I miss Wade.
You miss
Wade? No, I miss Wade.
Why?
Well, Wade would spend hours in my office, you know, with me watching cartoons, polishing my bookcases. I'd give him little odds and ends to do.
He wouldn't talk back to you?
Wouldn't talk back. And, of course, he annoyed me then, because he was just kind of the slow kid from down the block who always hung around. But but now I miss him, because I think it, the main reason is he just made me feel smarter. And I tell you, as an owner, I like to surround myself with dim-wittedness. Makes me look, but why do you think I have my son sit with me during the game? One sits over there with his working in his coloring book, and the other one just eats popcorn sitting facing the wrong way. I'm like Steven Games this way. Maybe he don't pay attention. Actually, the reason my sons sit with me during the game is because I have to watch them on Sundays. I told Gene Sunday's a bad day for me to watch the kids, but, but that's her mimosas and book club day.
Oh, okay. No, just give and take in any relationship.
Them hens get together and they drink and bitch about us and never get around to books.
I don't see why you still have to watch your adult sons. I don't see why that's really necessary.
Well, I tell you, I have about half of mine. If Jason Garrett had to start paying me a little bit more attention and start acting like I'm the owner, and that I'm the boss and head honcho around here. I'm going to go get Wade back.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, that would be a story. Be huge, yeah.
I know exactly where he's working at a daycare up in Farmers Branch, cleaning up, doing things like that.
He is nuts.
Hand sanitizing stuff, toys, things like that. So I'm going to go get him back.
Well, that'd be a heck of a story, Jerry.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Be our last visit before Christmas.
Here's fake Jerry.